Alex, though, I love your, I'm thrilled by your work here. I think I saw Maskball 3 times.
Oh, good.
I thought it was, the theatricality of it was thrilling. And I'm expecting a Carmen of heat and passion. Am I going to get one?
Yes, for sure. This Carmen is in my heart. It's full of emotion. It's an emotional travel. And the best of this Carmen is they are not playing Carmen. They are playing human beings. Fantastic. Do you understand what I mean? They are not playing the
characters.
The characters of Carmen. No,
yes.
They are playing a human beings.
Yes.
Loving. They love. They hate. They are tender. They are violent. I prepared this show during a long time, a very long period in my life. I was traveling a lot to find the place of this production of Carmen. And I discovered Carmen means it was limit, it was border, frontier. I discovered this when I went to the south of Spain. I thought this is nothing to do with Carmen, because Carmen is it's not a Spanish place, and I went to the Morocco, and when I was coming back by car in the border, I discovered a space where people is fighting for living. And I thought this is Carmen. It was a huge esplanade, enormous esplanade, dusty and full of Mercedes. And people was making contraband. Not a huge contraband, very normal things, but contraband. And people was living in the frontier, at the border, like every day could be your first and your last day.
Do you think the Frenchman Bizet knew anything about the Spanish soul? Is there anything in this opera that strikes you as a Spaniard as authentic in any way? Or is it just the ideas that are...
It's the ideas.
Just the ideas,
The ideas.
Yeah.
But they know about the emotions. Bizet was, and he was creating masterpiece. I have to say, he was forced to make the dialogues, but we put it away. It's not necessary to understand the opera.
Yeah,
his opera is just
so you've cut it. You've cut
completely.
Completely.
You don't need. You don't need it at all.
Yeah,
he was forced because he was doing it for the opera comic.
Yeah,
and in the opera comic, you needed to put dialogues.
Yes.
But now we are not playing for that. We don't need it to. He did a fantastic masterpiece. As you know, Nietzsche was saying this is the opera for the future, not Wagner. I mean, it was this controversial between Wagner and Nietzsche. And Nietzsche was talking about Carmen, like the opera, Mediterranean opera, the opera from the south. But for sure, it's not a Spanish opera.
The productions, the worst productions of Carmen are those that are kind of picturesque, and, you know, there's one up the road at the other theatre, which has donkeys on stage and ladies with fans who don't look hot at all, you know, there's no heat in it. Yeah. You talk about this dusty esplanade. There's also a feeling of claustrophobia, isn't there, in the piece of being trapped?
For sure. The piece is about how difficult it is to be free, and how difficult is the freedom, and what means freedom, and where is the limit. And as well, the play is about a very human history of love, a man and a woman. That's why the show finished like a man and a woman on a spot, just one spot. And you see they are fighting, and he's committing a crime. He's destroying the freedom of her, and he's destroying the love. That is what is a tragedy. But it happens every day, at least in Spain. It's very often now we have this big problem with the violence between the the men against the women.
Really?
Yes, it's a big problem there in Spain.
Yeah.
They said in other countries they have the same problem. I don't know here, but in Spain, it is every day.
People talk about Carmen as being this one of opera's liberated women, of it being a feminist role. But she really isn't any more liberated than anybody else, is she?
No, I don't think so.
And why does she, this relationship with Don Jose, I mean, is it just because it was there and it was a kind of challenge to her to flirt with this man? And
no, it's not so. Carmen was, in the novel is different, it's a bit different than the opera, but Carmen, it's a normal name. It is not so strange. She's a woman who wants to live. She's living very fast, and she's getting in love. She's being in love of a man who is ill, who is very violent. This man is escaping from the north of Spain because he was killing somebody there.
Yes, so you really believe that there is a real problem with Don Jose from the very beginning of the opera?
Yeah, for sure. That's why he went to the he's a military, because he needs a father.
Yeah.
He needs a protection. Don Jose is a man who is violent or very... He's changing very fast. He's called bipolar today.
Yeah. And you don't often see it played like that, though, do you? You see him played as this mummy's boy, you know, innocent in the opera.
But he's not. He's a real man.
Yeah.
I mean, a real man. A real man with this illness.
Yeah.
With this kind of illness and of obsessive... If not, you don't understand the story. It's impossible to understand the story. And you make a big mistake, because you are making romantic a character who is not romantic. He is a human being with problems, and he is killing a woman. This is the story. It's not a romantic story saying, oh, poor man, he's killing. No, he's killing a woman. I mean, in a way, he's guilty. I think this is a brutal thing, what he's doing.
So Carmen's really very unlucky.
It's unlucky.
To land with him.
Yes. I think it's completely unlucky.
Yeah.
And this is the tragedy of this story. For sure it's tragic for him, but it's much more tragic for her.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is the story of feminist history or something like that. For sure it's a story you can relate it to the violence every day between a husband and a wife. You can put this story. This is concrete. I was trying to be concrete. I was trying to be human, not to be abstract or telling this story of the feminism or the freedom, to talk in abstract terms, not at all. I wanted to be very concrete. I'm talking about the story of a man and a woman. They're in love, and when she decided to stop with him, he's getting crazy. He's getting crazy in the middle of the piece already, because it's in the music.
Yeah.
Where he's changing completely.
Yeah.
Because he's obsessive. And that's why he has to leave the north of Spain in the story to go to the south. And this story has to be done very concrete. If not, you make a kind of abstract thing about you don't know what.
Mm. It's interesting, she talks a lot about being born free and dying free.
Mm-hmm.
But she, and the tragedy to me is she does fall in love with Escamillo, doesn't she? There is that moment before he goes into the bullring at the last act, which is very short.
Very short.
It's very tender
and
feels very real before the, you know,
yes,
final
because
moment.
We don't know what it will happen if she will continue with Escamillo. This we don't know, but it is a real moment because Carmen is living the moments. Each moment is like the first and the last moment, and this is special in this woman. She's living intensely each moment, because she belongs to a very low. She's not a petit bourgeois. She's not a bourgeois. She's out of all of this. She was growing up in the street.
Yeah.
She's nothing to do with.
It's very earthy.
It's earthy.
Should be earthy. Yeah.
And the piece is completely. The whole piece is earthy.
How have you and your designer? What kind of environment have you created for the piece?
We did very simple. We recreate this esplanade, and we using a lot of lights, very clean lights. Very in a way very cinematic, because the last. A scene is with a spot of cinema. Creating is just one spot. It's not normal to use this spot in any opera or in theater. It's nobody's. But this we decided to use this huge, enormous cinema spot, lighting spot for the last scene. And I wanted to be very, very simple, extremely simple with the set, and to be very recreate an atmospheric landscape. The landscape I saw, we did maybe, I don't know, I don't want to exaggerate, but maybe much more than 1,000 photos. We were crazy making photos there, and we were in trouble. Because the policeman from Morocco stopped my set designer. They took him and they checked all the photos and so on. Yeah.
God.
And it was
God.
It was very, very... And I wanted to be very, very synthetic, very simple with that, because I wanted to be very concentrated in the human beings, in the chorus, in the close-up, in the chorus, the faces.
All individuals.
Individuals, and the faces. Sometimes it's a group, but sometimes it's just faces.
Yes.
And I want it to be very human, because I think this is the power of this opera, is simple and complex, because it's human, but it's talking about people, at earthy people who is living much more authentic, probably much more authentic life. No, it's not nice to say that. But they're living different life, like
living from
us.
day to day. Yeah.
They're living every day. It's a new day.
What do you like your performers to bring to the rehearsal room when you're working in Calixto?
Their fantasy, their imagination. When they are playing like that with me, it means we are playing together. It's like a tennis. We are playing tennis. But when they are free, the tension, and when they feel free to create and to develop the character and to together, this is fantastic. But for this, they need their fantasy, their imagination, their dreams, the things they cannot do in real life, but they can do on the stage. Rythme de ta salon salue, tes lèvres percées sont à nu, donc pour me tenir compagnie, j'emmènerai mon amoureux. Ah, mon amoureux, il est au diable. They don't need to play roles. They don't need to play characters. They need to play situations and emotions.
You want them to be real.
Yeah.
Your Carmen is Romanian,
yeah,
and a very smart woman by all accounts. She did a doctorate in operatic style,
yeah,
and Carmen was one of her case studies.
Yeah.
I was wondering, was that a good thing or a bad thing? Has she managed to come fresh to you for the role?
Fantastic. Some ideas she's putting on the stage, I can see her. I know Romania. I know the country. A little bit, and I thought it's good, because it's a country who they are living in that way a little bit.
Mm. very edgy. You said of yourself once, Calixto, my black humour comes from Cervantes, my surrealism comes from Buñuel, my images come from Goya, and my terror came from being taught by Jesuits that you knew how to live with fear from a young age. Fear, I mean, that's a frightening thing to say. Is fear ever a good thing? Did it help you to make you stronger in some way? Or?
No, fear is not good, but accept your fears is good. This is what I try to do. But I'm happy because I don't put my fears in the other people. And I don't put my fears on the singers. And this is nice, I think. And they can feel that. I have no fear when I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because it's something very human. And in that way, with the years, I'm getting better. But it's very human to put your fears in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why...
to bully other people, yeah,
to be aggressive
yes.
Or to shout, or
yes.
Or to be or to scream all these
yeah.
things, and not like that.
You're changing. Were you ever like
change
that?
No, I was not
yeah.
like that
no.
much, I have to say, but I got fear sometimes when I years ago, but no, I have control of my fears. My fears, they are for me.
Do you like to be provocative in the theatre?
No.
You don't set out to be provocative. Sometimes you are.
I don't think in these terms at all. Never.
Hmm.
Never my whole life, my whole career. Now it's very long and never. I think what it's my emotions, how I feel. I am a very emotional person. Never I spent my time thinking I have to do that or I have to do that to provoke.
Mm.
It is it's too simple.
I would never have thought of you in that way because can see the emotion on the stage, at least in the two productions
yeah.
of yours that I've
yeah.
seen
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Look, there is parts of my heart in these productions you saw, and in this Carmen, a big part of my heart. I will never put my heart, I will never throw my heart to make
something
fake.
Fake, yes. We were looking at a model just now of a piece you're doing, War Requiem. Do you think opera, first of all, is when it works, the great art form? Do you think that combination of music and theatre is
opera is
unique?
An art for the future. It's an art with a lot of future. Because art, opera is combining it itself. Is combining different disciplines. And you have the music and you have the theater. But as well, you have the static you can use. You can do an installation. What you saw is an installation for opera. It means you can combine the most avant-garde art with the theater and with the music, and even you can go with the new technologies into the opera. And always it will be opera. And I think opera is the total art. And it's a fantastic art, opera. And I agree with Wagner.
When it works.
Wagner. When it works. When they are together. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. It's like that.
Yeah.
But we need to do a lot of mistakes. To do one thing okay, that is
yeah.
okay. I mean,
yeah.
this is not, as well, it's not an operation. I mean, it's you are not a doctor.
Mm.
I loved opera. It's just fantastic. It's like Wagner said, it's there, are for the future.
Mm. Are there pieces that you are burning to do that you've never done?
Yes, but I will do it in the future. I'm doing a lot of things. In the future, but I'm doing Soldaten, Zimmermann.
Yeah.
Just wow. I'm doing War Requiem.
And that's in Basel Cathedral, War Requiem, is it?
In Basel, yeah.
Yeah.
Soldaten I'm doing in Zurich and in Berlin. I like contemporary music, not everything, but I want to do the Ligeti's Requiem. It's very short.
It's only about 35 minutes.
35 minutes.
Yeah. It's a great piece.
Fantastic. And I want to do it, and I will do in Riga. I love Ligeti, I have to confess.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Kyle very much. Very much. But as well, I like to combine to do with baroque opera as well.
Mm. I'm doing
mostly everything.
Yes, he was a great communicator. I think cartoonist almost. You know,
yeah.
he had this extraordinary ability to communicate with his audience, even when he was at his most complex.
It's very complex, but very simple at
the
same time.
Yes.
And the Requiem is extraordinary. It's 35 minutes of, and you have a strong impression.
Mm.
This project, but I'm doing the repertoire, a lot of repertoire, theater as well, and they ask me to do something that makes me happy. I will do an exhibition for a gallery in Barcelona, and I don't know exactly what I will do. Maybe I will do a montage with photos, not photos of my shows, photos of some amateur photos. I'm doing it.
Do you take a lot of, photographer?
Yeah, and I'm writing a lot, and maybe I will do a crazy installation.
Fantastic. I mean, if John Berry said to you, Calixto, what do you want to do here when you come back here, what would you say?
Russian repertoire, I would like to do. Russian repertoire use a lot of chorus, and the chorus of the English National Opera.
Fantastic.
It's a top quality, and I have to tell you, I'm working a lot with chorus, with a different chorus in whole Europe. This one and the one in Stuttgart, they are the best one. It is fantastic.
I'm excited that you think so highly of the chorus here because, you know, in the work that they've done in things like Peter Grimes here and currently in Pilgrim's Progress is just wonderful work.
I don't try to flatter them. I said to them, because I'm working with a lot of chorus, I'm doing a big repertoire, big pieces of chorus, and I know a lot of houses. And this is a top chorus, top level chorus. The acting is extraordinary on the stage.
Well, I'm excited about this, Carmen. I'm
yeah.
looking forward to it.
It's a chorus play.
Yeah, absolutely.
a chorus opera.
Yeah. Cast of thousands.
Yes.
Thanks, Calixto.
No, it's a pleasure.